new homes for the areas that need it the most. Calderdale Council has identified the parts of the borough most in need of affordable housing as it strives to ensure thousands more are built over the next decade. The borough needs more than 200 new affordable homes a year built over the next decade, said a document before the Council Cabinet, which is likely to inform the newly approved local plan. Affordable housing can include homes for social or affordable rent, rent to buy, and homes which can be sold at a discount, such as starter or first homes. To achieve that, the paper included suggestions of making planning permissions for the new developments being dependent on developers entering into legal agreements to provide a proportion of homes that are affordable. The document proposed a form of zoning, which would see the creation of Zone A, need very hot, Zone B, need hot, Zone C, need medium, and Zone D, need cold, with a higher temperature, meaning the most need. In Zone A, which the document says includes Hebden Bridge, Charlestown, Rippendon, Rishworth and Barkisland, even developments of fewer than 10 dwellings would require 35% of them to be affordable. In Zone B, which includes Northarham, Shelf, Norwood Green, Halifax Town Centre, Skirkoe and parts of Lightcliffe, developments of fewer than 10 dwellings would require 30% to be affordable. In Zone C, which includes Todmorden, Wolston, Cornholme, Mytheroyd, Sorby Bridge, Illingworth, Luddendon Foot, Luddendon, Bradshaw, Brighouse, Rastrick, Clifton, South Arran, Hipperholme, Bailiff Bridge and other parts of Lightcliffe, developments of more than 15 homes would require 25% to be affordable. And in Zone D, which includes Elland, Greetland, Hollywell Green, Stainland, Wheatley, Ovenden, Halifax, Mixenden, Boothtown and parts of West Halifax, developments of more than 15 homes would require 20% to be affordable. The document has not been formally adopted yet, but will be put out for public consultation. The local plan, a controversial blueprint for the borough that will see around 10,000 new homes built in Calderdale, was given the final green light by councillors in March. This was despite concerns from angry residents.